This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group. The folks at Brandon Legal Group are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour events. They regularly buy the first foursome in each Todd Wright Tour event, and that includes Todd Wright Tour 17, which is still available for purchase for West Chase Golf Club on Sunday, October 28th. And if you're saying, hey, that's up against NFL games, well, that's why we do one annual golf tournament where I actually give all golfers parlay cards to try to pick games to improve their golf score. Depending on how you pick the afternoon games, there are 7 1 o'clock games. The Bucks are on the road. There's also a morning game that day between the Eagles and the Jaguars, and every team that picks that game correctly gets an advantage in the golf tournament. As always, we have a number of creative things going on, but that's our annual football themed tournament, and Brandon Legal Group has a foursome in that, and Brandon Legal Group and myself will be giving everyone some free shirts at that golf tournament as well. Full service law firm, so if you ever are wondering if Brandon Legal Group can handle your needs, me reminding you that they are full service should ultimately answer that question, or it should at least give you the initiative to make the call to Brandon Legal Group when you feel you have a legal need and you have that legal question. Also, we remind you, you do not need to have your issue legally originate in the city of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and they would love to hear from you when you need them. You can call to schedule a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Presenting sponsors of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, and big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Thank you very much for tuning into this edition of the Bucks Bulletin as it relates to the Bucks matchup against the Chicago Bears. Looking ahead to Sunday, we are less than 24 hours removed from the Buccaneers game. Their first loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where again, Fitzpatrick puts up over 400 yards, but he has the three interceptions in the first half, one that is a pick six deep in his own end. And while Dirk Cutter at the time of this podcast has not confirmed yet that Fitzpatrick will be starting against the Bears, I think we all know Fitzpatrick will be starting against the Bears unless Fitzpatrick, for whatever reason, is injured in practice or in pregame warmups before Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. Lots of reasons why Fitzpatrick would start this game. Not any one overwhelming reason why Winston, who is back with the team after the three-game suspension, would start this particular game. Let's start there as it relates to Winston. For those of you that are wondering if he's worth picking up on waivers, I would say sure, he's worth picking up on waivers. I would think that at some point here in the future, I don't know exactly when, and that's going to depend on the fortunes of Fitzpatrick and the Buccaneers together. But I would expect Jameis Winston is going to play some football for the Buccaneers. So at this point, if you have an available spot, or let's say you lost Jimmy Garoppolo this week, maybe Garoppolo wasn't playing for you. Maybe Garoppolo was behind Patrick Mahomes, or was behind, well, if it was behind Cam Newton, then you need another quarterback this week because Cam's on bye week. But the point being is if you have an available roster spot and you want to replace, say, Jimmy Garoppolo, or you're down on Sam Darnold, or for whatever reason, if you had Sam Bradford, which I don't think many people did fantasy-wise, if you're just looking at a roster stash of Jameis Winston, I can understand it. I don't know when exactly he arrives for you. Keeping in mind, the Bucks will be off next week. So realistically, it feels like the earliest Jameis could start a game would be week six on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. And then the Browns come to Tampa after that. Again, it depends on the fortunes of the Buccaneers. If the Buccaneers lose at Chicago and Fitzpatrick throws some interceptions that lead directly to points or short scoring drives for the Bears, then off the bye week, Cutter might be inclined to allow Winston to be the starter in that game. I think it's more likely once the Bucs are under 500 or within a game itself where Fitzpatrick is struggling that Winston could potentially go in once he's back up to speed and around his teammates. But is he roster worthy? Yes, I do think Winston is roster worthy. I would imagine some of you have had him on your roster anyway or picked him up maybe week two or maybe before week three, just getting the jump on when he comes back from suspension. But I would be wrong to tell you that Winston has no fantasy value going forward because there is an obvious expectation that he is going to play this season. From Fitzpatrick's standpoint, I still think if you own him, you're likely starting him against the Chicago Bears. If you've been starting him, I wouldn't start him over Patrick Mahomes. I wouldn't start him over Drew Brees. Maybe if you have Cam Newton and you can't play Cam this week, if you have Fitzpatrick, that's very nice because he conveniently slides into Cam Newton's bye week spot. This will be the toughest defense. With all due respect to the Eagles, this will be the toughest defense that Fitzpatrick has faced. The Bears have been stingy. They do feature Khalil Mack and another talented rookie linebacker, and it is a road game at Chicago, and there's now three full games of film on Fitzpatrick running this particular Buccaneer offense with this particular play caller. So there is some danger there, but I would imagine you stay with it. I mean, Fitzpatrick lost that game, or the Bucs lost that game, but he still threw for 400 yards, which in standard scoring leagues, 400 yards at 1 point for every 25. You do the math. There were some touchdown passes there. Interceptions generally don't hurt you very much in a league I commission. There is a pick six penalty, so he incurred that. But otherwise, I think you are starting Fitzpatrick unless you have Breeze. Maybe Matt Ryan is a better play. Or is Atlanta off this week? No, it's Carolina off and Washington off. No, Atlanta is not off this week. Matt Ryan has had two very good games in a row. Very quietly, Andy Dalton putting together a good fantasy campaign. We'll get into that in the next edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as this one sort of focuses on the Bucs and their opponent each week. No running backs are fantasy relevant for the Buccaneers. For those of you Peyton Barber apologists, I told you so. Jack Fizz Rogers was on the field, and Wilson, the rookie, still amazing to me. Jason Light doesn't get more flack for another whiff on a high draft pick, as he has totally whiffed on Ronald Jones. Inactive for the first three games just because he can't play. And there's a lot of people who know Ronald Jones can't play. Looks really bad on Jason Light. I mean, as bad as the Aguayo second round pick was, this one's right there until further notice. When you draft a running back and you need a running back and you draft him as an every down running back and he can't get on the field to help you the first three games with a big time passing offense, that's sad. That is poor scouting and a poor call by Jason Light. I'm not saying cut Peyton Barber, but you're getting close to that. You really are, because he hasn't even. I don't think he's over 100 yards for the season at this point, and just doesn't seem to have a real role on this team, unlike the little spurts we saw in the preseason. From a vertical standpoint and from a pass catching standpoint, Mike Evans, yes. DeSean Jackson. Quieter in week three, but still the body of work for the first three games merits his consideration as a wide receiver three or flex. Chris Godwin came through, even though Chris Godwin had some drops. He also had he caught a jump ball for a touchdown. Chris Godwin has some fantasy value in this particular game. And O.J. Howard continues to surge, even though Cameron Brate was on the receiving end of the first touchdown from Ryan Fitzpatrick. It does not derail the momentum O.J. Howard has had going forward as a fantasy-relevant tight end play if you do not have a big-time star tight end that you would never otherwise take out of the lineup, like a Gronk. Travis Kelce has gone off the last couple of weeks with Carson Wentz back. Zach Ertz's numbers will get back up. It was Dallas Goedert, the rookie who actually got the touchdowns as the tight end, but Wentz loves throwing to tight ends. But O.J. Howard, his value is rising. Let's just say he's getting into that sort of second tier of fantasy tight ends, where I think it's more of a daily play right now. If he's on your roster, he's definitely worth having on your roster. And you might get to the point where you're starting him over all but maybe a handful of tight ends in the National Football League, as long as Fitzpatrick is quarterbacking this team. Everything could change when if Jameis gets in there, and we all know he's going to get in at some point. From the Bears' standpoint, there's not a lot to like here. For those of you that drafted Jordan Howard, you've been, let's put it this way. Could have been worse. You could have David Johnson or Leonard Fournette or Le'Veon Bell. Jordan Howard's numbers have been you probably drafted him in the second round of your draft. Maybe you got him in the third. He's probably your RB1. He might be your RB2. He hasn't put up RB1 numbers. The RB2 numbers have been unspectacular, but the volume is still there because Mitchell Trubisky just isn't a good quarterback. So Matt Nagy needs to feed Jordan Howard. Because it's just safer to put the ball in Howard's hands than have Trubisky making throws. On the vertical side, Allen Robinson has played well, but the targets have been erratic for Robinson. He's getting the ball thrown to him as he's running a lot of his routes hash marks or inside of the hash marks, but many of the throws are just way off. And he's not able to turn them into actual receptions. That's not his fault. He's actually had a pretty good first three games for the 2-1 Bears. Trey Burton's numbers seem to be on the rise, not quite like an O.J. Howard's numbers are on the rise. Burton might be more of a bargain DFS play than someone you're playing in a season-long league this week. Especially since in most cases, Jordan Reed is sitting out. So if you're not carrying another tight end looking to pick someone up, if Burton is there, he might be worth playing as a tight end. No Chris Conte now to cover tight ends for the Buccaneers after he was posterized by Vance McDonald. Vance McDonald might be out there for you to pick up if you're looking for an available tight end. If you're sitting Jordan Reed this week. But back to Trey Burton, his numbers are trending in the right direction. The problem is that Trubisky's just not performing very well as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. They are winning more with their defense, creating short fields. Granted, they come back from a 14-0 deficit against the lousy Arizona Cardinals, who are changing quarterbacks, but just not a lot from the Bears' standpoint, where the Buccaneers, you've had Fitzpatrick putting up big numbers, Mike Evans putting up wide receiver one numbers, DeSean Jackson with a good body of work the first three games, Chris Godwin coming on, O.J. Howard trending in the right direction. The Bears, it's been kind of with Jordan Howard. It's been okay with Allen Robinson, and it's moving in a better direction with Trey Burton, but that's about it. Some talk about these other wide receivers for the Bears being favorite targets of Trubisky through camp and preseason. It hasn't exactly played out that way. So there's your fantasy perspective for Bucks and Bears looking ahead to Sunday in this edition of the Bucks Bulletin, even though the Bucks are off next week. We won't skip a week with the Bucks Bulletin. It'll still be here. We'll just talk about sort of the big picture with wherever we are with the Buccaneers and their fantasy perspective per player in the bye week next week. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. This is not an impulse buy. I don't expect you to run to your phone and call 844-4BLG for me right now, because I'm guessing most of you suddenly don't have a legal issue. I'm hoping most of you never have a legal issue. When you do have a legal issue, remember Brandon Legal Group. Remember that you do not have to have your legal issue work-related in the city of Brandon, personally related in the city of Brandon, on the streets of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and they are a full-service law firm. So whatever category your legal issue might fall in, they have it covered. Call for the free consult when you need them. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Remember to sign up for my golf tournament. We're at about 80% capacity with a little over a month to go. I welcome you to sign up as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, or a full foursome. Only $68 per player, lunch from Better Bird, a full dinner after play right before the Todd Wright Tour prize draft takes place. Where we'll have some wonderful carved roast beef from Daniel, the Cowboys fan who is the executive chef at West Chase Golf Club, and a fun format incorporating the afternoon games and even the morning NFL games from October 28th. And if you are a Buccaneers fan and you're worried about missing a home game that you have a ticket to, there's no way I would schedule this against the Buccaneer home game. The Bucks are on the road. They're one of the seven afternoon games that day that you can pick on your parlay cards to help your team tournament score. Go to joebucksfan.com/golf, joebucksfan.com/golf to register for Todd Wright Tour 17 XVII, excuse me, or email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I'll answer any questions you have. Remember, you can send me your fantasy questions as well as it relates to your current roster, who you're thinking of picking up, who you're thinking of dropping, who you're thinking of starting, who you're thinking of sitting, all of that, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group.